Thank you. Good day, friends. It is a real joy and blessing again for me to talk to you from the Word of God concerning the person of our Savior and the sufficiency of that work which He accomplished for us at the cross and in resurrection. And now, when we come in our study of the book of Galatians to chapter 5, we come now to the fact that sanctification is by the Spirit and not by keeping the law. We have seen in the preceding four chapters the sufficiency of Christ in the gospel, that we have been delivered from sin, from this present evil world. We've been delivered from our religion. We've been delivered from self. We have been set free by the precious Son of God. And we saw also in chapter 4 that the blessing which these Christians had was lost because of legalism. And this is bound to be. When we realize that the law cannot save, the law cannot give life, the law never liberates, the law gives no joy, the law gives no power, nor can the law make us His children. Remember that when Christ died, He not only died to put away our sins and to give us life eternal, but by the grace of God it has brought us into a relationship with God as His precious children. But now the question is raised, how can I live a godly life? This, of course, is the question that comes into the life of every real believer in Christ. Now I'm saved by Christ, how can I live to glorify Him? Do I have to do it by keeping the law? Do I have to come with a club, the club of the law, to make you behave? No. The Apostle Paul here is saying, how can I live a godly life? It's done by the Spirit of God who lives in you. We now, in Christ, have a new life. We have a new power. We have a new provision. The Christ who justified me, the Christ who declares me righteous, the Christ who gives me life, now lives in me. The curse of sin has been broken at the cross. But the great question is, how can I be freed from the dominion of that sin? We are not lawless. We want to please the Lord. But it just seems to me, sir, that the more I try to please the Lord, the more I fail. And the natural thing is to turn to something you can do, either by your will, or you set your jaw, or you pray more, or you do this, or you do that, trying to do something. How in the world can I live a godly life? The more I try, the more I fail. My friend, I think it's because instead of turning to the law, which so many have done, and I again repeat it, we use it as a club on people. This is not of God. Why don't we accept the provision God has made? You know, when you and I accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, He did a marvelous thing. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, came to live in you and live in me. In the first book of Corinthians chapter 6, I read in verse 15 that our bodies, don't you know that your body is a member of Christ? In verse 19 and 20, he said, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? It's the sanctuary of God. The Spirit who indwells you, and you are not your own, you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your bodies and in your spirits, which are God's. He doesn't leave you powerless. He will live out His life. As Paul could say in Galatians 2:20, I no longer live, but Christ liveth in me. You remember in Romans chapter 8, the second verse I read, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath set me free from the law of sin and the law of death. Now the law, the legal law, the law of Moses, is a law of death. It's a law of sin. And when you and I accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, we were not only liberated from the guilt and penalty of sin, but he also has made the provision for us to be delivered from the very power of sin. And thank God, when the Lord Jesus returns for his own, we will be delivered from the very presence of sin. Now repeat the statement. The curse of sin has been broken at the law, at the cross. And again I say the great question, well, how can I be delivered from its dominion, from its authority? Romans chapter 6:14 says, sin shall not have dominion over you, because you are not under the law, but under grace. My friend, it's the grace that delivers you. You see, well, you become lawless, not a bit of it. We are not lawless, but we're joined to Christ who lives in us. May I make a little simple statement, trying to make this clear to you. The work of Christ for us at the cross makes me safe. The work of Christ in me day by day makes me happy. The cross of Christ, if I can use that term, the work of Christ for us at the cross is sufficient to save us for time and eternity. This is settled once for all and guaranteed to us by resurrection. In other words, when your person accepts the Savior, they're saved forever? Well, now, what would you say? How often does Christ die for us? He died just once for us. Then how often can you be saved? Then just once, my friend. God only deals with one salvation. That's an eternal salvation. But now the issue is, now having accepted the Savior, I want to live godly in Christ. I want to please him with my life. But I find that the more I try to please him, sometimes the more I fail. And I thought that when I really give myself over to the Lord, I would have an easy time. Oh, no. Oh, no, my friend. Remember that when you accepted the Savior, you became a member of the family of God. You were joined to him. And this present evil world is opposed to you. And the flesh is opposed to you. And all hell is opposed to you. We have three terrific enemies. The world, the flesh, and the devil. But remember that you are in Christ. And that position in Christ never alters, never changes. You're in Christ for time and eternity. And not only so, but Christ comes to live in you and me. This is the wonderful truth. How can I live a godly life? Well, he must live it through you and me, and as you and I yield ourselves to God, he lives out his life by the power of the Holy Spirit in us. For example, the Apostle Paul could say in Colossians 1:29, I strive according to the working of him who worketh in me mightily. Or you take Ephesians chapter 3:20-21. You know what it says? Now unto him that is able to do. How can I live a Christian life? How can I please God? How can I glorify God? Now unto him who was able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Don't you forget for one moment that when you accepted the Savior, you not only had your sins forgiven, and you not only received eternal life as a free gift, and you were not only brought into the place as a child of God, but also the position as a son of God, an heir of God. And you're bound for eternal glory. And God has promised that you'll be just like his son when he gets through with you. And God must do this. Now, how am I going to live this? How can I live as a Christian, as a child of God, as a son of God, in a world that's so opposed to me? Remember again, the world never understood Jesus Christ, and the world will never understand you. If you walk before God as his child, seeking to please him, this is the world never can understand that. And as I've oftentimes said, and I repeat it, the life of Christ Jesus defies imitation. But, oh, my Christian friend, listen, when you accepted the Savior, the Spirit of God came to live in you for the purpose of living through you. the life that will glorify the eternal God. You see, the Christian life is a supernatural life. And so you raise the question, how can I live a godly life? You can never do it by keeping the law, because the law condemns and the law curses. It gives you no power. It doesn't help you. It doesn't encourage you. The law can't do any of those things. But now, having accepted the Savior who comes to live in you, he does it by the Spirit of God. As I said a few moments ago, the work of Christ on the cross makes me safe. And when I yield myself to him, then he lives out his life in and through me. See, his hold on me makes me safe. My hold on him makes me happy. Joy, blessing, fellowship comes through this wonderful truth. Now, when we come to chapter 5 of Galatians, in the first 11 verses, I read that the gospel of the grace of God gives me liberty. Not only is Christ sufficient, all sufficient for my eternal salvation, without works, without ceremonies, just by simple faith. Now I read that the gospel gives me liberty. Remember in chapters 5 and 6 what we're dealing with. We've come now to the fact that sanctification of life is by the Spirit of God and not by the works of the law. The gospel gives me liberty. And I want to take these first 11 verses. Now I want you to mark that there are seven distinct things said about the result of being under the law as a rule of life. Remember what the issue is. How can I live a sanctified life? How can I live a godly life? Is it by my works? Is it by my struggling? Or is it by the Spirit of God who lives in me? Now, you immediately respond by saying, of course, it's by the Spirit of God who lives in me. Then let's trust the Spirit of God to do the job. Let's not run back to the law or to run to the flesh for any energy along this line, but trust him. And we're going to find that in our next lesson in chapter 5 of Galatians, the first 11 verses. Will you please read it through, and the Lord bless you today for his name's sake.